Well, it is indeed Halloween, and if you put off until the very last minute getting together some kind of costume, do not despair. We heard yesterday on Earthwise that a good quality costume or relying heavily on makeup, for example, is going to help reduce the throwaway aspect of Halloween, which is a lot bigger, I think, than any of us really thought about. Candy wrappers, disposable costumes, that kind of thing. There is a pop-up Halloween shop here in town, and it's popped, and it's going to be up for another couple of days. And we've got Mariah McKechnie on the phone this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. Hey, Mariah, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
And to you. So in case folks are unfamiliar with the concept of a pop-up shop, which is something kind of new, what's that all about? How does that work?
Yeah, well, basically it's a Halloween store that shows up in early October and stays through the holiday, and then flash, it's gone.
Mariah, what's the advantage of a pop-up shop?
Well, Halloween merchandise is really only popular for a very short period in a year. And so the ideal concept for our Halloween store would be something that comes and goes and can serve the market during the time it's needed and then move on. So, you know, we've experimented with this year after owning a Halloween store for almost 20 years in my family. And you know, the pop-up model is pretty common around the country, so we're giving it a shot this year.
So we talked a little bit about the idea of makeup. Do you actually teach makeup, you know, some simple makeup effects and makeup application, or are folks just kind of left to their own devices to figure that out?
Well, our best recommendation for that is actually to go to YouTube. That some of the best makeup artists in the world are doing tutorials on YouTube, many of which are linked by the makeup brand, which is called Mehron. And so as with anything today, if you are trying to figure out how to do it, go to YouTube and watch a video, and you're going to learn better than any of us could teach you. So that's our advice on makeup application.
Boy, that's kind of what I was thinking, is you've got the most, you know, I didn't realize that some of the best makeup artists in the world were doing this, but there really isn't much you can't learn to do by watching YouTube, which is really a blessing. So here's something that we need to grapple with every year, and this year in particular, is what costume either looks best in a winter coat and boots,
right?
Or if you need a costume that incorporates warmth so that you can go trick-or-treating. I remember a sad story about my poor father, who was going to be a cowboy for Halloween one year, and his mother wouldn't let him wear his Western boots. He had to wear his four buckle over shoes with his costume. And he was about four at the time, and it reduced him to tears. So if parents are thinking, we got to rethink this now because it's going to be cold this evening, what are some recommendations?
Well, no doubt Halloween in the Northland, there's pretty much a 100% chance you're going to battle weather in some variety. So, you know, I really have liked the trend of kind of the onesie costumes where you've got, you know, a full suit that you can zip the kids up in and then put their costume or their coat over it or under it. Those are really great. A lot of the adults are going for the morph suits, which are a one-piece spandex suit that actually can provide some warmth amazingly. So I don't know we'll ever master this concept. The rest of the country isn't quite in the same position we are for Halloween. But I have found that in recent years, the costumes are more about the parties than they are about the trick-or-treating. So as with my own kids, I've learned that. So the end of the day, put the coat on and get the candy has been the mantra in our house.
And that's getting down to basics. That's what we like. Mariah, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you with us. Mariah McKechnie this morning with the Halloween pop-up shop. And they're full of costumes, accessories, and makeup. And they're open through the 4th of November.